This podcast is brought to you by the Diamond Alternative Earrings from Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. Get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79 from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week. Go to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining The Grace Curley Show. It is time for 2A Tuesdays with Toby Leary. And if you want to call in and ask Toby any of your questions, you are more than welcome. The number is 844-500-4242. You can also text in to 617-213-1066. Just start the text with the word Curley. Toby, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Grace, and I'm glad to be here on 2A Thursday.
2A Thursday, exactly. And we have a lot to discuss, Toby. I'm going to let people get on the lines here. And while I do, I wanted to play a cut from you. Now, we have no shortage of cuts of Joe Biden saying ridiculous things about gun control and assault weapons, and today is no different. So I would like to play for you cut 20 and then get your reaction.
Okay.
Bipartisan, we passed the most extensive gun legislation, rational gun policy in 30 years. But we didn't ban assault weapons. I'm going to ban assault weapons. They're going to try like the devil.
He's going to try like the devil, Toby.
Yep, that's it's been his mission in life, it seems, for the last few months, especially in the run-up to the election, to ban assault weapons. But he's got this real big problem with a pesky document called the Constitution, which might get in his way, and it looks like it should. The problem with people who want to ban your constitutional rights is they do it anyway. So they break their oath of office. They are soulless creatures who take the oath of office, raise their right hand, put their hand on the Bible, and swear to uphold the Constitution. And then they walk into their chambers and they go ahead and do the exact opposite by taking away your enumerated rights and voting anyway to trash the Constitution. And they know that if they do that, it's going to take a long time for it to either be overturned or to be ruled unconstitutional in court and or make its way all the way up to the Supreme Court. So they have, they play with house money for a little while. So if he was able to do that, which I don't think he will, especially with the results of this election, I think that, it'll ultimately be overturned, especially in light of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin case, which came down in June. So they're going to have to prove through strict text, history, and tradition that there's exemptions in the Constitution for banning fill-in-the-blank weapons. So I think they'll have a hard time doing that, but they're going to try anyway. They're not going away. They're going to try, like the devil, to take away your rights, as you heard right from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's not funny, but Joe Biden is taking this election as a mandate that he should continue on in this far left path and keep trying to pass these far left policies. And it will be interesting to see, how that resonates with people leading into 2024. Now, Toby, another thing I wanted to ask you about before we go to the callers here, and if you want to call in, it's 844-500-4242. Oregon voters passed one of the country's strictest gun control measures. This is from OregonLive.com, a long sought goal of a grassroots faith based campaign. Now, the measure will require them to obtain a permit to buy a gun after completing a firearm safety course and would ban the sale or transfer of magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition. These sound like all things that Joe Biden has talked about in the past. What do you make of this ban?
Well, that's very similar to what we have here in Massachusetts. The individual states are going to continue to, do the same thing that Joe Biden would love to do on a national level. And that is going to be subject to the Bruin decision that came down in June as well. So, yes, they're going to continue to do gun control, right? That's not going away anytime soon. But the good news is we have the court system at this point, although I hate to say that's the way we got to rely on it. I'd rather it just not go into effect in the first place, and elections have consequences. So if you vote the wrong people in office, they will come for your rights. It's pretty obvious. But in some cases, you know, where the states do continue to press gun control, and this state is on notice right now. Every gun owner right now is voting with their wallets in local gun stores. It's been a serious uptick in traffic because we know we have a hostile regime coming into power this January, and so we're all kind of waiting and seeing what's going to happen there. But there's a lot of people who aren't waiting. They're going out and buying what they can now while they can. And so that's the same type of thing. But there were some major victories in this election as well for gun 2A advocates. Iowa passed a constitutional amendment, which had already passed the legislature, but the voters voted, two-thirds of the voters voted on Tuesday to preserve their right to keep and bear arms as a constitutional amendment. They were one of six or seven states that did not have a constitutional amendment in their state constitution to protect the right to keep and bear arms. So the people of this country still believe in their Second Amendment rights. And yes, it's going to take time, it's going to take money, and it's going to take a constant battle and a fight to you know, come against these people who are wanting to take away your rights. But we're up to the task, and we're going to keep doing it as long as we are here. So that's the unfortunate side of politics, is that sometimes you got to roll up your sleeves and get dirty, but that's the way it goes.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because 978 was asking for your thoughts on Healey in the corner office and Campbell as AG. I think you just made them clear, but is there anything else you want to add?
Well, I would say the good news for Massachusetts is that we have had a status quo. And honestly, I don't think Charlie Baker was the big reason for it. And that is that, you know, there hasn't been any rights restored to us in this state for a while. And also, there hasn't been any new introduction of legislation, even though the legislature is predominantly, you know, Democrat in this state. They could do whatever they wanted. And they even had the votes to override a veto if Charlie Baker had vetoed it. So having Maura Healey in the corner office, I don't think is going to change much unless she starts to introduce, you know, bills and legislation to the Congress, in which case, you know, then obviously she's going to sign it. But if it passes, but the good news is I feel like we're maintaining a status quo. We've reached some sort of equilibrium where there's no new laws and there's no you know, restoration of any rights. I hope that continues to be the way it is in the legislature, and I hope that the court system, in light of the Bruin decision, will continue to restore our rights here. There's a big case pending right now in Massachusetts that was granted certiorari by the Supreme Court, and the lower courts ruling was vacated and it was remanded back to the lower court. So we're watching that about whether or not you can have your rights restored if you've only committed misdemeanors and not felonies. So we're looking at that. And so I think the court system is where the battle is going to be had. And yes, it was a major disappointment to see the corner office go to Maura Healey. But on the other hand, I don't think it's going to change much in the immediate future, but it certainly has catastrophic potential if they decide to act on their anti-gun agenda.
Really well said, and let's hope you're right. We're going to go right back to Toby Leary after this break, so get on the lines now and we'll get right to your calls. It's 844-500-4242. You know, we are in November now. Thanksgiving will be here very soon, and before you know it will be leading up to Christmas. You don't want to be behind on your gifts. You know, I'm always the person. What does Pete Buttigieg tell us? He says there's two types of Christmas shoppers. I'm the second type. I'm the person who's at the mall the day before Christmas Eve, desperate to find something. And it's the worst feeling, and you don't have to be that person, because I have a solution for you. If you know someone who's always wanted a pair of diamond stud earrings, and let's face it, who doesn't want a pair of diamond stud earrings? then this is the perfect gift. You can get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79. Yeah, that's right. Each is 1 carat, making it a total of 2 for only $79. Now, the quality is amazing. A regular diamond has 58 facets, but the Diamond XL earrings have 106. This gives you more sparkle, more brilliance, and more beauty than a genuine diamond. I wear these all the time. I get a lot of compliments on them. People always ask me where I got them from. They're super lightweight. They're very comfortable. I have very sensitive ears. And so if I wear earrings that the material is not great, then I'll feel it in my ears and I'll have to take them off. These are wonderful. They're high quality and you're going to love them. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Linden Wold Fine Jewelers, and they've been in business for 54 years, which means they've had over 8 million satisfied customers. I love them. The mailroom manager loves them. And now you can love them too. You have a choice between silver or gold vermeil. They come in a beautiful black velvet gift box. So men, that eliminates all your problems. You're getting the gift and the gift box. You don't have to find anything. And your wife or your friend or your mom or your girlfriend, they'll be very happy with this Christmas gift. Get the pair you've always wanted. This offer is only good for this week. Go to diamondxl.com. It's EXCEL. And save $120 with code word Grace Diamond. Shipping is free. That's diamondxl.com, but don't forget to use code Grace Diamond. When we come back, we're going to take all your calls for Toby Leary. It's 844-500-4242. We'll be right back after the break.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley for a delightful afternoon.
Sky rockets in flight.
Woo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
You guys have it, I think.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Afternoon delight.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. It is 2A Tuesdays on a Thursday, and I'm so happy to take your calls for Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. He is an expert on all things guns, ammo, licenses, whatever your question is, Toby can answer it. So let's go to Paul. You're up next with Toby Leary. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, hi, Grace. Question for Toby, which might answer a question for a lot of people. I'd like to have a handgun in the house for security. However, my wife would never let me have a gun that you actually put live in ammunition that is lethal information in the gun. Do they manufacture a gun that can only take blanks so that you could at least scare somebody who's coming in the house from breaking in?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily consider that to be a winning home defense strategy to just be firing blanks at somebody because you don't know what's going through the, you know, what you'd be seeking is a psychological stop at that point where the person is rationally thinking and says, hey, the guy's shooting at me, maybe I should leave now. But you can't count on that to keep yourself and your loved ones alive in a dangerous threat. So there are non-lethal options that I consider a much better option than a blank firing pistol, but you could get one that there's a couple of different manufacturers, Saber and Byrna, BYRNA. I know Grace tried one out on our range, and it's a pepper ball gun. Basically, it fires pepper balls, so it's less than lethal option. And if you do go through the process to get your license to carry, you could also get a taser or a stun gun, something to that extent that would also incapacitate somebody and give you a much better chance of surviving than just a simple blank firing pistol, because I think that's a recipe for disaster. I'd hate to see you get into a fight that you can't win with you know, with whatever you choose to protect yourself with, Paul. So I would come in and check out the Byrna pistol or the Saber pepper ball gun. Those would be some good options for home defense, and we could show you how they work. And with very little training, you can be up and running with them. So I think that might win the wife over a little better than a blank gun.
Yeah, and the pepperball gun, I mean, it has the same effect as far as if you're going to have a psychological stop, Toby, and someone who, like you said, is a rational thinker and says, I don't want to get hurt by this person, then the pepperball gun would do the exact same thing as a gun that's firing blanks. I mean, it does look intimidating to someone who doesn't know really what's about to come out of it.
Yeah, exactly. If you're getting hit with something and you're hearing a report and someone's pointing a pistol-shaped object at you, chances are you're going to run if you're not, you know, completely out of your mind. But, yeah, so hopefully you'll look at some other choices, Paul, besides that blank firing gun, which, by the way, you still need a license to carry to possess because it has ammunition components which require you to have a license in the state.
All right, well, if Paul's listening, you should go to Cape Gunworks because they can show you how to use it. They can show you, you know, all of the equipment with it. And it's very easy to shoot. I actually, like Toby mentioned, I was shooting it last time I was there. And I thought it was very easy to use. Let's go to Leslie. You're up next with Toby Leary. Go ahead, Leslie.
Hi, Grace. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Toby. I'm 74 and I walk the cane and I'm in Boston often. And I was wondering, do I need a license to get a taser?
Yes, unfortunately, in this state, they used to be banned entirely until the Supreme Court basically said you're violating people's Second Amendment rights. And so they said you got to fix this. And the way Massachusetts fixed it was making everybody get a license to carry in order to obtain a taser or a stun gun, which is ridiculous. But that's the law of the land at this point. Hopefully someday that'll all go away. But at this point, you do need a license to carry in order to obtain a taser or a stun gun.
All right. Thank you for the call, Leslie. The number is 844-500-4242. Still plenty of time to get on the line and ask Toby any of your gun questions. Greg, you are up next with Toby. Go ahead, Greg.
Hi, Toby. Hi, Grace. I was wondering, Toby, if you had any experience with a urban carry holster. This is the one that does attach to the belt somewhat, but allows you to carry the firearm below the belt line and seems to have a much greater concealment quality to it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I don't sell them in the shop. I have looked into them. I'm not a big fan of the way they work. I've actually seen some video that surfaced on the internet and also on some of the training groups I'm a member of, that when someone has grabbed the top of the holster and pulled up to deploy the gun actually flies out of the holster and across the room. So that led me to not want to even entertain the idea of it. But you got to remember that all carry is a compromise of something. You're going to compromise concealability or comfort or accessibility. So that one checks the box of concealability, but I don't think it does a good job of accessibility. So I think you should look at some other options personally. I'm not saying it's entirely useless, but I know they've come out with a second generation of it as well, so maybe they fixed the flying out of the holster problem. But once I saw that, I really, you know, looked at other options. Plus, I think you'd have a hard time under stress, you know, where you have a lot going on biologically in your body under stress, trying to deploy that gun and get it out and into the fight. I think there's a lot better options for you. I do like the concealment factor of it, but that's about the only thing I liked about it. And I think you can conceal and dress around or dress appropriately around the gun with a different methodology of carrying the gun that'll give you better access.
All right. Thank you for the call, Greg. And we're going to get to all of the people on the lines when we come back. It's 844-500-4242. So just hang on for about 5 minutes and we'll get right back to your calls when we come back. Now, today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends through March. It's a great time to check out Cape Cod off season. So book online at NausetBeachInn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Should President Trump hold off his 2024 announcement until after the Georgia Senate runoff.
Yes, I 100% agree with Kayleigh McEnany. We have to look at what just happened. We have to pay attention to what these results are telling us, and we have to put all of our focus into this Georgia Senate runoff race. And so for all of those reasons, yes, he should hold off.
90% of the audience say yes, 10% say no.
Now, if the question was, do I think he will hold off, that would be a whole different question, wouldn't it? When we come back, we're going to get right back to your calls for the one and only Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Stay on the lines. We've got a little more 2A Tuesday on a Thursday coming at you after the break.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
We have full lines for Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks, and we're going to get right to it. But I just wanted to give everyone a quick reminder that you still have time to sign up to win the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. I will be announcing the winner on Howie's show tomorrow during Police Blotter Facts Friday. So if you've been putting it off and you want to be entered, do it today so you don't forget. It's gracecurlyshow.com, and then you just enter your email. It's free to enter, and you could win tomorrow night. So something to brighten up your day, perhaps. All right, now let's go to the callers here who are waiting to talk to Toby Leary. Let's go to Michael. You're up next. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, good afternoon, Grace. Can you hear me?
I can. You sound great.
All right, great. Hey, hi, Toby. I'm a big fan, Grace. Thank you for backing up Holly, and big fan of both of you.
Thank you.
My question for Toby is, I live in Boston, and I'm currently waiting for my license to be renewed by the Boston Police Department. And I put for a license to carry. Previously, I had, what do they call it, a recreational license, where I could only go to a gun range, or, you know, I could own a gun, and I do, and I have it, but I could only use it for recreation. I put in for a license to carry, and I was wondering if the Supreme Court made it so that they have to issue me a license to carry.
Yes. We are now we went from a may issue state to a shall issue state and dropped all the subjectivity of the police chief's ability to say, I don't like how you look, or, you know, you're not getting one today, or I'm going to put a bunch of restrictions on it. So now you're going to get an unrestricted license to carry, as long as you're not a prohibited person, and if it sounds like you're renewing, you'll be fine. So the one thing they're hanging on to, they're clinging to, is this suitability and good moral character clause, which the Supreme Court actually, that was the whole point of that lawsuit, was that they couldn't say that you're being restricted because of some suitability issue, some subjective test that they want to put you through. So the good news is you should get your license, and you should get it completely unrestricted. So I would say you're probably going to be in good shape for that. And, you know, as long as you don't violate the law or whatever, that should be you'll be able to go on and continue to carry and buy guns, et cetera. The good people of our overlords in the state have now said that you can go out and buy and carry a gun. So good luck with that, Michael. Hopefully everything works out fine. And if it doesn't, make sure you get in touch with a good Second Amendment lawyer, because you got a big lawsuit on your hands.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Good luck with that. And let's go to William. You're up next with Toby Leary. Go ahead, William.
Hi, Grace. Hi, Toby.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, okay. I Toby, this is directed to you. I'm looking for an opinion. I'm a retired police officer, and thanks to our Attorney General, soon-to-be Governor, I'm not allowed to purchase a Glock. Only on duty police can purchase it. So I'm looking for your opinion. I was considering a Sig Sauer 365. It's a compact 9mm, and I just wondered if you had any experience with it, if you'd like it.
Yep, I've got a lot of experience with it. I've been carrying one as my everyday carry now for about 2 years. I think it's a phenomenal gun. I just recently, in the last year, switched to the 365 XL, and I put a red dot sight on it. But it's a very concealable gun. It has 10-round capacity. It's 9mm. It fits my hand great, and it's easy to conceal. So I really like the gun, but I think you should try a couple out. There's some other good options as well. And, you know, from SIG and from Smith & Wesson, and make sure it fits your hand and you are able to shoot it well. But, yeah, it is ridiculous that you can't buy a Glock over the counter at a local gun store in Massachusetts, even though they've gone through all the testing requirements and everything else. And so hopefully someday that'll be challenged in court and we'll be able to. I know Firearms Policy Coalition has a lawsuit pending right now in this state for that. So, but it's just ridiculous that you can't buy the gun that you want. And with a constitutional amendment like the Second Amendment that says you have the right to keep and bear arms and that it shouldn't be, it shall not be infringed. But so I would check it out, though. It's a great gun. And if you want to come to Cape Gunworks, we have them on the rental wall. You can try them before you buy.
All right. Thank you, William. Let's go to Jason. You're next up with Toby Leary. Go ahead, Jason.
Hello, Grace. Hello, Toby. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Toby, by the way, the review you did on the Ruger Max 9mm made me decide to buy one, by the way. So that was an awesome video you made. Oh. Thank you.
Awesome.
Call regarding, I guess, it would be a technicality in the law. So felons obviously are not allowed to possess firearms for obvious reasons. However, they are allowed to possess muzzle loaders and powder firearms. There are these companies out there that make these rather amazing replicas of powder pistols, and they also sell a conversion kit that can convert them over to cartridge. Would that still be legal for a felon to have if they were to convert a powder revolver over to cartridge?
Well, you're right that, you know, most states, I think it's like 49 states or 48 states, don't recognize black powder pistols as a modern gun, and therefore they don't require any type of background check or anyone can buy them. However, in this state, the components to load them, you need to have a license to carry or a FID card in order to purchase powder, caps, balls, or any ammunition components. And as soon as you load it, now you would be a felon in possession of a firearm once it's loaded. So it'll only allow you to legally purchase a empty gun that you could hang on the wall and say, hey, there's my wall hanger. But as soon as you load it, then you know, there's plenty of cases in this state where felons have been in possession of a black powder pistol that's been loaded and they've been charged with felon in possession. So it doesn't get you, it's not a loophole in the system per se, other than the actual gun itself. But once it's loaded, it's treated as a firearm.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Let's go to Scott. You're up next with Toby Leary. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, guys. Hey, my question's about, I went and got fingerprinted. I had to wait a couple months to do that in Massachusetts. And that was back in August. And I still haven't got my license yet. Every time I call up, they go, well, it does take some time. Does it usually take months after you've been approved and got all the fingerprints and everything to actually get your license?
It can. Unfortunately, it's different for every town. Some towns are very quick. Some towns are very slow, and they don't just consider it a priority. And you got to stay on them. You got to call them. You can also call the state. If you go on the EOPS website, the Executive Office of Public Safety, or the Firearms Record Bureau, you can find the number to check on if your license to carry has been issued or not, and then you know whether it's the local police department just holding it up or if it's still with the state. But unfortunately, sometimes they play that against each other. I've called the state before and they've said, oh, the PD has it, go to the PD. They say the state has it, so they're pointing fingers. But at least you're getting somebody on the phone who allegedly can help you get to the bottom of it. And once you start making that process, you know, start doing that, generally speaking, someone finds it and gives you a call. But, you know, there's every town is different in their process and how long it takes. I will say that technically under the letter of the law, they have 40 days to respond. And if on day 41, you're technically given a denial, even though, you know, you'll probably still get the license and it'll get issued. But I would just start to assemble your paperwork, make sure you have a copy of the application and when you dropped it off and your everything else, and so and proof that you paid and all that, just because 90 days from that point, you could appeal the decision for the denial, even if they haven't responded. So, but right now, it's generally running about 30 to 90 days from everything I've seen. So, you know, depending on what town you live in. But I'd give them another call and also call that number on the Firearms Record Bureau's website to find out what the status of your license is.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Let's go to Craig. You're next up with Toby Leary. Go ahead, Craig.
Toby, is a 257 Robert similar to a 270, and can it be used for deer hunting?
Yeah, it is a very similar cartridge. The 257 Roberts, you know, was a popular round for a while there. I'd say it's certainly fallen from grace in the last 20, 30 years, and there's some people who swear by it, but they're having trouble finding ammunition. 270 is going to be way easier to find ammunition for. And I would say 257 Roberts is definitely something you could use for thin-skinned game like coyote or varmint hunting and up to deer. I probably wouldn't push it any further than deer, and obviously shot placement is really important, but I would make sure you get the best ammo you can for that and make sure it's loaded with a really good quality expanding hollow point if you are going to use it for deer. But I would say it's a little on the light side, but it's certainly a capable round. I prefer 270 just for the availability, and I know how hard it hits and how accurate it is. It's a really good tried and true caliber that I would probably be more comfortable with hunting deer with. But on the other hand, there's tons of people that have hunted deer with 257 Roberts. So if you're stuck with the cartridge or really committed to it, just make sure you buy really good ammo or find someone who can hand load you some really good ammo for it.
All right. Thank you, Craig. We are going to wrap it up here. To everyone on the lines, try back again next week, and we will try to get to your calls. I am sorry about that. Toby, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you? Where can they visit you at Cape Gunworks?
Yeah, so we're down on the Cape in Hyannis, Massachusetts, on Airport Road, Cape Gunworks. We have an indoor range, which is state-of-the-art. We have 15 lanes, lots of classes happening all the time. You can check out the calendar on our website, capegunworks.com, sign up for a class or an event that we have coming up. And would also love to help you if you're a first-time firearms purchaser. We'd love to help you with that process. Maybe you could try before you buy, that type of thing. Or we also come to you now. So we have a delivery service. We're shipping everything that's not a firearm to the good people in Massachusetts, whether it's guns or ammo or accessories. Excuse me, guns go to another dealer, but ammo and accessories we'll bring right to your door. And we're happy to come to you. And you can always find us on our weekly radio show, rapidfireradio.us, or you can go to capegunworks.com. There's links there as well. So love being on with Grace every 2A Tuesday or Thursday, whichever the case is. And thanks so much for having me, Grace.
Thanks for coming on, Toby. It's always a pleasure. I've said it before, and I will say this again. Dr. Houghton is the best at what he does. And if you don't know what he does, I'm about to tell you. He is a superb architect when it comes to delivering the perfect smile to his patients. When it comes to dentistry, he is the best in the business. He fixes your teeth and your smile, but it's so much deeper than that. Anyone who has had insecurities in their smile knows that it can really affect a lot of different parts of your life. And if you're someone who's been thinking about this and putting it off, I want you to know that you don't have to take my word for it. You can go to perfectsmiles.com. You can hear from people who have had their smiles transformed, who have thought about this for a long time, who finally made the decision, and their only regrets are, I wish I had done this 5 or 10 or 15 years ago. And so if you have been thinking about it, here's what you need to do. You need to go to perfectsmiles.com, or you can check them out in Nashua, New Hampshire. They're conveniently located off of Route 3. They have plenty of parking. And I just want to tell you about the team at Perfect Smiles, because I get my teeth cleaned there, and they're just very nice people. They care about what they do. Every single thing is so detail-oriented. They make your entire experience perfect. And you're just going to wish that you had gone years ago. So if you want to check them out, you can go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. change your life. I should also add in that Dr. Houghton is the nicest man ever. Sometimes going to the dentist can be kind of scary. It's not when you go to Dr. Houghton. And I was one of those people who always thought, no, it's still going to be scary going to the dentist. But I will tell you, my mind has been changed. Now I go and I look forward to it. So make sure you check them out at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. We will be right back with Howie Carr. He's going to give us an update on what's happening in Florida with Tropical Storm Nicole. And also I have some new sound from Maricopa County. Probably not going to make you feel a whole lot better about the chaos that is unfolding there. Don't go anywhere. A little bit more show left. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. And joining me now is Howie Carr. Howie, how is everything in Florida? I know you guys are going through a tropical storm, and I heard yesterday it was getting pretty rough. Give us a little update.
Well, I had to spend the night at a motel in Boca, but it wasn't that bad. It's the bike path near my
barbaric
is flooded, and the beach club is shut down. Mar-a-Lago is shut down, but I guess Trump didn't evacuate, and his daughter Tiffany is getting married there tomorrow Saturday, I guess she's getting married. And so they're going to have the rehearsal dinner Friday night. So he didn't want to leave, and I guess he didn't. You don't have to leave. It's not a penalty if you leave, but you're not going to have too many services available. Let's put it that way, public or private, if you stick around. But
yeah,
it's okay.
I was reading some stories about Tiffany's wedding this weekend and how this might throw a little wrench in their plans. Hopefully it all works out. Howie, I wanted to give you a little update here on what's happening at Maricopa County. So this was the chairman, who I believe his name is Bill Gates, not that
he's
Bill
Gates.
He's
a Republican, too. I mean, that's the thing. You can't blame this on Democrat mismal and nonfeasance. This is a Republican deal.
You know, dysfunction in politics, it really is. It's a bipartisan effort, truly.
It's uniparty, as
yes.
Sundance would say at the conservative treehouse.
So this is the yes. latest from CNN. Take a listen to Bill Gates.
When do you anticipate the votes will be counted in total, those 400,000 plus votes?
Well, we have... We will be going into next week. There's some onesie twosies, again, pursuant to Arizona law. But I think that we'll see the lion's share here wrap up by early next week.
Early next week, Howie. Do you
What is a onesie twosie, by the way? I'm not a lawyer, but I read, statutes and law books all the time. And I'm not familiar with the term onesie twosie.
Howie, it's a wazzie. It's a woozie. It's a nothing.
Well, they're still better than Alaska. Did you see that Alaska, Chewbacca's ahead of Lisa Murkowski, but they said, well, we're going to start counting the second round of votes under ranked choice on November 23rd. November 20th, today.
What's the rush?
Today is the 10th. What, you're 13 days? I mean, they're going to go right up against Thanksgiving.
It really is insane. And, like Matt Walsh said it today, too. He's like, why are things more complicated than they were 50 years ago? Like, what is how are people not understanding that this is an issue?
They used to be complicated in Florida up till 4 years ago. They tried to steal the election from DeSantis and Rick Scott 4 years ago in Broward County. And he got in. They put it down and he fired the elections boss in Broward County. And guess what? It was smooth sailing on Tuesday night.
Howie, this is the tweet from Matt Walsh. He said, remember, it's totally normal and not at all suspicious that everything is faster and more efficient in modern times, yet somehow our voting results take longer to tabulate than they did in 1802.
I'm totally in agreement with that sentiment. This does not give me faith in Maricopa County or Clark County or the state of Alaska.
Yeah, we'll all have to keep our fingers crossed. Howie Carr is coming at you live from Florida right after the break. Don't go anywhere. He's got a great show planned. I'll be back tomorrow.